Now, 4 in 5 people with multiple sclerosis are misdiagnosed, and that's according to research by the MS Society. It found that some people had been told that they were suffering a trapped nerve, have depression or perhaps anxiety. Well, the MS Society says that while MS can be difficult to diagnose, delays such as these can be harmful as they prevent people from taking the necessary steps to manage their condition effectively. Well, Natasha Proctor lives in Harrow and has MS. Morning to you, Natasha.
Good morning.
What happened to you? You were misdiagnosed, weren't you?
I was, yes, to start with. Basically, the summer of 2013, lots of symptoms that I'd had on and off for a very long time started to escalate, if you will. And after playing tennis, the next day I woke up and the whole of the left side of my body had gone numb. I couldn't feel my arm, my leg. And I went to the doctors and they thought I had a trapped nerve, which is something very common I found with lots of people that I've met since diagnosis.
But then you started to get some more symptoms, didn't you, like dizziness and losing your balance?
I did, yes, and dizzy spells were something that, again, for a few years I'd had spells of really serious dizziness. And again, the numbness went away, but very soon after, dizziness reappeared and I couldn't really stand up without falling over. I was having a bath, then I collapsed in the bath, and then when I went to the doctors, they thought it was fluid in my inner ear, causing equilibrium issues and balance problems. So, yeah, that was the next one.
So was your MS active, extremely active then, Natasha?
Yes, very much so. As soon as I had my first big relapse, when I went numb, after that, very quickly I was hospitalised. And then again, that's when I got diagnosed. But before I managed to get onto any medication, I had another relapse and I was hospitalised again. So, yes, it was extremely active. And that's why I got diagnosed quickly after I finally got taken to hospital.
Natasha, when you did finally get the diagnosis, having thought that you'd got things like a trapped nerve, presumably you must have been very shocked. I just wonder how you felt and how you coped with that kind of devastating news.
Yeah, it was... It was very difficult, but for a long time I had problems and I knew that I wasn't well in some way. And going back and forth to doctors, having dizzy spells, trapped nerves, numbness, terrible headaches. For myself, I thought I had a brain tumour at one point because I couldn't work out what else it could possibly be. Because I'd heard of multiple sclerosis, but I didn't know what it was, what it meant. And then when I finally went to hospital and they said, we think you've got multiple sclerosis, on the one hand, I was relieved because I thought they were going to tell me I had a brain tumour. And then on the other hand, it was just the unknowing because I didn't know what that meant. My initial thought was that means I'm going to be in a wheelchair, which I now know isn't fact. But yeah, I didn't know what it was.
And what treatment have you been offered? What treatment have you undergone?
Now there's a lot more treatments available to us than there were even 5-10 years ago. So the options were I could have gone, and luckily I had a really good neurologist who kind of laid out the different options and said, you can basically choose which you would prefer and what suits your life. Instead of having daily injections that I would give myself or fortnightly ones, I'm on a monthly infusion, which is one day a month in hospital.
Natasha, I noticed that you're only 24. I mean, how are you and how does the MS affect you in daily life? Do you manage to cope with it and manage well?
Yes, I've been very lucky. I work for Audioboom in London, and it was a case of they were really, really good. And at first, when I was getting diagnosed in another hospital, it was just very scary because I'd just graduated, really. I just started my first real job. And I was struggling to get the tube without falling over and things like that. But they've been really, really good and understanding, which I'm so grateful and lucky for because I know a lot of people that have struggled with work. So for me, my medication is working so well. And it's a case of trying not to dwell too much on what might happen in the future and just taking things as they come. And while I'm okay, I'm going to keep on going and do what I can to help raise awareness and help other people, basically.
I must say, Natasha, I'm in awe of your positivity. It's fantastic that you seem to be at least coping with that condition. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Natasha Proctor there, who lives in Harrow and is now living with MS. It's now 7:52. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Paul Ross, and in for Helen Smith.